The excitement of having an adventure, I find, is its own value. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant inspiration. The excitement of having an adventure, I find, is its own value. What is an adventure? An adventure is doing something that you're not sure what the outcome is going to be. You're going to go and climb a mountain, and you think surely you're going to climb a mountain. But you may find you're climbing a different mountain. You go out to the mountains, and you see this wonderful mountain, and sitting at the base of the mountain is some very charming young lady. And you say to her, well, hello, what are you doing here? And she says, well, I was thinking of climbing the mountain. And you say, well, I was thinking of doing the same thing. She says, what is a mountain? And I said, well, you know, that's an interesting question. What is a mountain? A mountain is many things to many people. A mountain is something to be climbed. A mountain is a piece of rock that juts up out of the surface of the earth. A mountain, perhaps at one time, was a volcano, and maybe one time yet will still be a volcano because it's percolating inside. A mountain may be that on which the forest grows, and it reaches the level of the trees, and then the trees stop, and then you go on up and into the snow level and so forth. A mountain could be many things. Well, why are you here to climb a mountain? She asked me. And I said, well, I just think it's fun to climb and exercise and huff and puff and go up there and feel so exhilarated, because every time I get into this rarefied atmosphere up above several thousand feet, I just feel so alert, alive, and fantastic. Well, why don't you feel that way down here at this level? Why must you climb up the mountain to experience it? Never given that a thought. Well, perhaps because of the adventure that comes from climbing the mountain. Well, what kind of adventure can come from climbing the mountain? All you're going to do is just put one foot after the other and go on up and huff and puff and move on up the mountain. Oh, is that how you would do it? Yes. Tell me how you would walk up the mountain. So she says, well, I would walk up the mountain by taking along a bottle of water and taking along a nice hat and a stick and sort of guiding my step along a good pair of walking shoes. So I'm having a good, comfortable time. And suntan lotion to be protected from too heavy rays of the sun. You do all that? My gosh, no wonder you delay making climbs up the mountain. And then what else do you do? Well, as I walk up the mountain, I make sure the path is always clear before me. I don't like to step on any plants or bushes or any loose rocks or so forth, so I'm always careful where I put my feet. Yeah. And she goes on and she enumerates the many experiences she has. And then she says to me, well, what do you do when you climb the mountain? I said, well, when I climb the mountain, I like to be naked. And I like to just wear a pair of shoes or sandals because it's just more comfortable that way. And then I walk up the mountain and I like to step on the plants. I like to step on the rocks. And if the rock is a little loose, I enjoy that because it gives me a little balancing act for a moment. But as I walk along, I'm looking up the mountain, and I'm looking down the mountain, and I'm looking from side to side, and I see all of the beautiful plants that are there. I see lots of them that are filled with colorful flowers. And I stop for a moment, and I look at the colorful flowers. I sometimes even sit down. I'm not sitting down because I'm huffing and puffing. I'm sitting down because I'm becoming one with the nature that I'm looking at. And I'm enjoying each one of those flowers, and sometimes you've heard of the belly flowers. You've heard of the belly flowers, and so these are flowers where you lay down on your stomach to get a closer look at them because they're so close. Now, Button just saw the cat walk by the window here, and he had to announce that's his claim. And there's a little bunny rabbit going on up the steps to the swimming pool. That might have been part of his drawing card, too. But, you see, Button likes to get involved in the activity of life. I like to get involved in the peacefulness of it. And I like to sit as I walk along the path. Now, am I out of breath that I like to sit? Or am I enjoying the beautiful scenery along the edge of the path? Am I having one adventure after another? And as I look at the belly flowers, and as I look at the flowers blooming along the path, maybe there's no flowers. Maybe it's past the flower season, and they're just green plants. And I look at these green plants, and I study them, and I think to myself, what a glorious array of plants are planted along this path going up the mountain. And then I look up there and I see my path. Not all of it, but some of it. I see it going in and out of the woods, sort of going like a snaking its way up the mountain. And it's a very comfortable, wonderful way. And I just go along with it and walk into the woods, and I'm in the shadow, and the sunlight is coming down through the leaves of the tree, just like making it into a glorious cathedral. And then I walk along further, and I'm out in the sun again. I'm out in the meadow. And in the meadow, I see the deer standing there eating the grass. And I'm very quiet. In fact, I even sit down again. I do a lot of sitting while I do my walking. And as I sit there and watch the deer as they munch on the grass, I think to myself, they know I'm here. They know I'm here. In the mornings when I take my walks around the property here, the little bunny rabbits, especially the littlest ones, they don't run away. They just stand there, and you walk right up to them and walk right by them. And if you have no animosity toward them or anything about them, they just stand there and look at you. And I say, boy, you're creative. You're fantastic. You're not making any extra effort, are you? And they're just lovely. But as you walk up the mountain, too, what do you see? To me, every walk I take is an adventure. But when I take a walk with someone else, then I'm doing several things. I'm both talking to the person, sharing with the person, loving the person, and I'm also sitting and looking at the surrounding scenery. And I'm looking at the various trees and the plants and the animals that are there. And the person I'm with may not or may notice that. And that's okay. What I see is for me to see. If they see it, then that's good too, but it's for them to see. All the time, it's our own adventure. The excitement of having an adventure is its own value. And everyone reiterates or understands an adventure in their own way, in their own terminology, in their own methodology. Now, if you were the wonderful mountaineers who climbed up Everest, you would be looking at it from, a different point of view. When Sir Hilary climbed up Mount Everest, what was he thinking about? Was he thinking about the mountain? Was he thinking about his Sherpas, who were his carriers for his supplies for him? Was he thinking about other people who were seeking to climb the mountain? Was he thinking of sharing the fame, which he had agreed to do by letting his Sherpa step on the top of the mountain first? And he paid the way so the guy could go up and do it. Well, what a noble and wonderful thing. He was not possessed by being the first, you might say, even though he knew he was. But he wasn't, because he let the other guy step first. Now, the adventure to him was all of the attitudes that he had, looking at the beautiful snow on the sides of Mount Everest, looking at the beautiful ridges and the deep slots where it went straight down for, you know, seemingly miles and could be quite dangerous. But he didn't think of it as danger. If he would have one moment thought of his journey up there as dangerous, he wouldn't go. He thought of it as an adventure, as something to really challenge his knowledge and his skill But the knowledge and skill were not the important thing. What was the important thing? The important thing was that he liked himself. The important thing was that he was having fun and being himself. If he had dropped off the edge of the mountain that very day, would he have felt like he had completed a very wonderful adventure? Yes. He didn't have to drop off the mountain. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have. You see, his wife came to visit him on one of his ventures, and her plane went down, killing herself and her daughter. And why did that happen? Not even climbing the mountain, because that was in their consciousness. You say, well, surely people don't have in their consciousness that they want to be killed. That's the only place it is, in your consciousness. And that's the only place anything ever is. Life's adventures are only in our consciousness. Because this girl walked up the mountainside, and she was fearful of any little thing, lest she twist her ankle or get sun on her body or do anything that would be inharmonious with her happiness. And me, naked jaybird, climbing up the mountain, happy as can be, untouched, unscratched by anything at all. This is what my adventure is. Now, what's your adventure? How do you think about how you go through your life? How do you think about how you climb your mountains? How do you think about how you do the work that you have to do? Are you afraid of your work? Or if you were to stop your work right now, would you have been being yourself and having fun? And if you were being yourself and having fun, that's all that mattered. That's all that mattered. When a person dies, if they have lived their life being themselves and having fun, they have had the fulfillment of a good and wonderful life. Now, why would a person die? A person dies just to move into another adventure. And we say, well, why not take another adventure right here and now? They're all over the place. Yes, but that's our decision at that time. Do you want to live a long, healthy, dynamic, fulfilled, rewarding, adventurous life? If you want to, then like yourself. Then do everything that is being yourself and having fun. And when you do everything that's being yourself and having fun, you'll find that life is the most exciting adventure itself that you could ever want, and it has its own value. We don't have to give it any value. I like that, you know? I like that. And I think that's what all of us like, and all of us can have, right now, and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you. You're utterly fantastic.